Hey guys, what's up? It's Select Start back with a new episode. This is episode 15, I believe. We are pumping these bad boys out. I don't think we really need any introductions anymore. I think we can save a little bit of time and be able to jump into some topics. Does anybody have anything they want to talk about right now?
I leave for LA in a week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro, the major is literally starting next Friday.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So excited, bro.
Are you excited? Are you
excited? Yes. Infinity. Yeah.
Wasn't there a Smash tournament recently? I don't know if it was like a big
Yeah, it happened this it literally happened this past weekend. Collision.
Yeah, because I watched some of it because Charlie was streaming it, and I popped in to look
that,
at it.
That doesn't surprise me. Moist had two players in top eight, Cola and Light.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I believe Light got fifth and Cola got seventh.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And Spargo, the young god, young prodigy, the king, the kid, has won two majors back to back.
Nice.
And he has done them both with Cloud. He's been maining Aegis, or for people who don't know by Aegis, it's Pyra and Mithra. He's been playing Pyra and Mithra, but he has won both his majors by playing Cloud. Which is huge. Like, he literally always wanted to win a major as Cloud, couldn't, wins Summit 4 with Cloud, and then turns around and wins Collision with Cloud.
Yeah.
Just the back-to-back, the two-peat.
The streamer awards happened this past weekend, too, and Russell's boy, C9 Manko,
won
Smash Streamer of the Year.
I just
want
to
say... Didn't even show up. For the award.
I just want to say, little bias from everyone, I think.
Gavin's boy Moist Critical won Best Variety Streamer.
And That's not even close.
He wasn't even there either. He sent Joel and I can't remember the other one's name to
this
to
one. I'm kind of.
But I was making a joke because Cutie Cinderella's did the whole thing, and she and Ludwig is like he loves Mango to death.
He won. He won an award too. He won like
a Streamer of the Year, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Freaking Minecraft won Stream Game of the Year. I was like,
Are you surprised?
Yeah, right? It's like one of the biggest games ever.
Was,
Are you surprised? Like,
Gavin's boy, Jacksepticeye, won Best Philanthropist Streamer.
Yeah, he's been making big moves. He has top of the morning coffee, and it's pretty big.
What Tyler is won.
Hang on, Best
League Streamer.
Let's roll that back for a second. What is top of the morning coffee?
It's coffee. It's like Jacksepticeye's like own personal like brand of coffee that he does.
Okay, so he like personally like makes it, brews it. Like, what's the deal?
I don't think he personally makes it, but he works very close with like the company that actually like does all the coffee and stuff. And he has like top of the morning like mugs and stuff like that because he's super big into like coffee and everything. So he has like
a
coffee company.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, because that's his catchphrase, but he doesn't say it anymore. But.
Or you could be like Baby King and Kendrick Lamar. Let's get this shit. Top of the morning.
But
no, but so T1 won League Streamer. Why are we surprised?
Right. Yeah. He's a fantastic League Streamer.
Disguised Toast won Strategy Game Streamer.
Hey. Good. Hell yeah.
My boy!
The fine-ass Boatez sisters won Best Chess Streamer.
I won't lie.
Like the mobile game, the online chess game.
They really are.
They're like grandmaster chess players.
Like IRL.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, I love that shit.
And they also stream on Twitch and play like the online chess thing, and they're like, Team Envy signed them like a couple months back.
That's fucking wild. Their Team Envy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so crazy.
They're freaking gorgeous.
Not gonna lie, they really aren't.
Okay, so hit me with some more awards. What's up?
My man Tarek won best FPS streamer. I've been watching him a lot on Twitch lately, play Valorant.
I was gonna say the Valorant player.
Yeah, he's recently, I think, got into Valorant. He was a CSGO pro for a while.
I was about to say, like, I recognize that name for CSGO. Yeah,
I don't know who Seer is, but he won best roleplay streamer.
He plays with a lot with Ludwig and Miz and all that.
He's part of Asmongold won MMORPG streamer.
Okay, that's not even close. Asmongold not winning that kind of like that category, no sir.
Yeah. Amaranth won best ASMR streamer.
They had one of those categories?
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Lily Pichu won best music streamer.
Cool.
Hot Chubby won best IRL streamer. She's like a Korean streamer.
She won best what kind of streamer?
IRL.
What the fuck?
In real life.
No, I'm aware, but like, what defines that category? Just literally just streaming from her phone, fuck it?
No, like doing like stuff out in real life. So Hot Chubby, she started out streaming. She worked at a convenience store in Korea.
Huh?
And she'd do like streams while she was working at the convenience store.
Just of like everyday life?
Yeah, basically. And then she got in trouble from the convenience store. I guess they found out.
Of course. You can't.
And she got in trouble for it. And then she started doing other IRL stuff. And then last year, I think, she opened up her own convenience store in Korea, and now she like streams out of there all the time. And when like viewers come in and stuff, she'll like give them stuff for free and stuff. It's pretty cool.
That's dope.
Tommy Innit won best Minecraft streamer. It's Timmy won best Valorant streamer.
Okay.
Buddha won best GTR role-playing streamer. Nope. GTA role-playing streamer, sorry.
Nope.
Mizkif won best just chatting.
Yeah, I believe Mizkif.
Mizkif's organization that he owns, OTK, won best content organization.
That's dope.
Jerma, I don't know who that is, but he won
another
League of Their Own streamer. Pokimane, the queen,
shut the fuck up,
won the legacy award.
What is that?
It says she set the standard for those that have followed in her footsteps and has trailblazed new paths for streaming. Winning the prestigious legacy award is an indication of how important Pokimane has been to the streaming community as a whole.
Aww. She's also co-owner of EVO, so
of what?
EVO, the largest fighting game tournament in the world.
Oh, really?
Didn't know that.
She's co-owner of that.
Shroud won Best Gamer of the Year.
Shroud?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Ludwig, Streamer of the Year.
Yeah. That man has done so many fucking 24-hour streams. I'm surprised that dude even sleeps.
He did a 31-day subathon where he just streamed.
Yeah. I know.
Then, like, the last one is Stans, Rising Star Award. I guess he's, like, a new and upcoming streamer.
Yeah. I don't think he's new, but he is kind of blowing up. He does a lot of stuff with Ludwig as well. He's really cool. I like him a lot.
Code Miko won Best VTuber.
Obviously.
Small Ant won Best Speedrunner.
Yeah.
Over Shiny?
Dude, Small Ant's...
Over Shiny?
I don't know who either of those people
are.
Yeah, dude.
No!
Also, this was all... Also, I believe this is all fan voted as well.
I'm pissed, dude.
And then the last one I think that's on their Twitter is the best battle royale streamer, ACU.
At least it wasn't.
He breaks out every time. I don't even know who should say. Every time you try to say the name, you just go, Ninja? At least it isn't.
Ninja?
Oh, yeah. I just kept hearing, at least it wasn't
At least
yeah, literally. And I was like,
it
was wait, what?
That was like all of them, I think.
I know Shiny was there because HBox got a picture with him. So, yeah, but Shiny does a lot of his main thing is trying to beat the world record for Super Mario 64. Yeah.
Small Ant has been run
so much shit.
Yeah, Pokemon. he's done a Pokemon. Like he does so many weird challenges and speed runs.
Like I mean, when you're that kind of streamer, you kind of have to.
He did a Pokemon game where every time he won a battle, he actually lost XP instead of gaining it. So yeah, he beat the game too. But every time he won, instead of like however many, like if he would get 500 XP, instead he would lose 500 XP.
He's soul level 1 Pokemon?
No, he wasn't level 1. So his strategy was like basically in the starting area, he was like, I'm just going to catch as many Pokemon as I can. And then he was like, once I beat the gym, like he would basically catch a bunch of high level Pokemon, use them to beat the next gym. Then go to the next area and catch a bunch of Pokemon and use them. And so his team was like always different Pokemon. He never was able to like, he was pretty much, I catch this Pokemon. Hopefully it has good stats and stuff.
And, right. He literally just went out into the wild and was like, I'm using you. Yeah.
And then I think he did one too, where he only used like Shedinja, I think, where he beat the game using only Shedinja. And stuff, and like it was crazy. He also did one where all of the Pokemon he fought had Wonder Guard, and that one,
what does that do?
So Wonder Guard, the Pokemon will only take damage from an attack that is super effective. So if it's just a grass Pokemon, he has to use a fire move, or it will take no damage at all. Yeah, he's done some crazy weird shit, like one where every single door randomly teleports you to a different place. So like he would walk into like a Poke Center and end up like in a different town, or like in like the Poke Shop or a random gym, and he had to do that, find each Elite Four member and all that. I was like, holy shit. It was crazy. Like he does some pretty funny stuff. I love him.
Yeah. I mean, the streamer awards are cool, though. Like, honestly,
they're pretty cool.
I do appreciate that, because I mean, we all have streamers we watch. We all have people we support. So
yeah,
Next year we're gonna see Russell up there, best Rocket League streamer.
Bullshit.
Best Rocket League commentator. Or
best Rocket League caster.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
But since we're actually on esports, I actually have you heard about all the stuff going on with TSM and League?
Nope.
Oh, dude, there's
so much going on.
TSM is in shambles.
Yeah, they are crumbling.
They finally released why they benched their Chinese support, Chen Yi.
Oh, yeah, and that it was
he YOLO locked in a champ in champ select. Like, so basically the coach was like, hey, pick this. And he was like, nah, fuck that. I'm picking this. And then when the coaches confronted him about it after the game, he was like super disrespectful. They benched him for like 2 weeks.
What I heard is that the reason they moved him to or is this TSM? I think it is. I'm pretty sure they moved him to Academy was because
they did.
They wanted him to get used to being in NA, and that the communication wasn't there. Yeah,
that's what they said.
And
that's what they said first, and then they finally came out and said, "Nah, he locked a champ."
And then we have fucking them under investigation. I mean, they are in
investigation for what?
For Reggie,
they've been under investigation. We talked about that already.
Yeah, we already did.
Oh, the coach, right?
Or the CEO,
the owner.
Yeah, the CEO. Yeah. He's under investigation now. They spend all this money to get this new player, and now
they just benched their mid laner too. Yeah, Kaidua, the Chinese mid laner.
Yeah, they have a lot
him for takeover.
They have a lot
because he was just ass, basically.
And then
he was bad.
We also have
drama around him as well too. This past weekend,
did we talk about
and
LS
and solo queue?
Hang on, Caleb.
We talked about LS, Gavin.
We did.
Okay, yeah,
did but, you see the new
with
stuff?
Kaido, TSM's mid laner, there was some drama with him in solo queue this past weekend. So the streamer I watch and I mod for, Professor Akali.
Yeah.
He made a video. He's been doing this like because everybody was like talking shit about him, saying because he was making like he makes a lot of YouTube videos. That's where he makes like most of his money. Sure. He was making like random, just like fun videos and like. Two challengers versus five silver players and blah blah blah.
The typical like high level content videos.
Yeah, and like people are saying, "Oh, this guy's can't play at high elo. He's just a plat player smurfing in silver, or whatever." Like
we're talking about the streamer that you mod for, right?
Yeah, Professor Kali. So he last year, last LCS season, he got invited to come. Do the 1v1 competition that they do at All Stars. Okay. And while he was doing it, one of the casters, Freak, was just like talking shit about him. It was like, oh, this guy. The guy he was playing against was like Licorice or something. It was like an LCS pro. He was like, well, one of these guys is a challenger player and the other one's just a flat player smurfing in silver and making YouTube videos. And so he's been doing this challenge where he's just been going from like unranked to challenger.
Yeah, and I mean, there's tons of Rocket League pros who do shit like that, from bronze to SSL in one day type shit.
So he was playing in a game and it was like Masters or Grandmasters, and Kaidua was on his team, the TSM mid laner that got benched.
Yeah.
And he was playing Akali and he was playing top lane, and he was like, hey, I'm gonna take blue buff. And then Kaidua got pissed off that he took the blue buff and just started like running it down. Like he literally just flashed into the whole team and was like ulting in random directions and just running it down.
He emptied.
Like on purpose. And Professor Akali made like a Twitter post about it, and like the whole TSM team like came and was like, what are you talking about? Blah, blah. And we're like trying to roast him and stuff. And like, no, bro, did you not see the video of him running it down?
Oh, like there's like, did you not see the receipts? Like there's literal receipts.
Yeah.
Damn.
Crazy.
Gavin, you were trying to say something. I apologize. What were you trying to say, bud?
No, I was just because the LS, apparently LS's lawyers are now getting involved with the TSM. Are they C9 stuff now?
As well. LS,
really?
Yeah, because LS heard about that. He was a coach. Or
he was the coach that got fired 4 hours before the game that we talked about.
Yeah, we talked about it before.
Oh, that guy?
And everyone was kind of trying to figure out, like, what the hell happened. And so C9 released a video and was like, basically, like, his coaching style didn't really mesh with our coaching system. And, you know, we just didn't feel like it was the best. And, you know, we wish we had more time to be able to, you know, do this properly, but we just didn't.
Y'all didn't know about his coaching style before you hired him.
Yeah, he had a 2 month period where he helped them in off season and practiced with them and stuff. So they knew about it all. And so, but that's their statement, is like, hey, you know, we just couldn't get it to work. There was a lot of problems. And then gets home and he does a stream, and everyone, obviously, he's asking him like, yo, what happened? What happened? What happened? Can you give us any information? So he doesn't say anything. He just pulls out Notepad and types, can't say anything, but can't say anything. Lawyers are handling it. And then he was just like, that's just the reality of the situation.
About that?
Yeah, I mean, so, the thing about it is, okay, just like from a business standpoint, like 4 hours before an event is completely unprofessional. I don't care what level of team you are, but like,
yeah, at least wait till after the game or like the next day.
Don't even do that. Don't let them go to the event. Like, don't even let him.
He didn't go. I think, like, they were at the arena.
That's what I'm saying. The thing is like, what is crazy to me is they brought him from Korea, because that's where he, like, is. And so, because that's why he was so, like, everyone was like, holy crap, LS in the West, like, it's going to be crazy. He's known for making these crazy strategies and crazy picks. And then 4 hours before their game, they kick him off, pretty much let him go. Then they lose the game.
The team was 3-1 at the time when they fired him too.
Yeah, and so like, stupid, they were doing positive? Good. Yeah, and then they let him go, and then they lose that game against a team that was 0-3, I think, or 0-4. They didn't win a game. CLG, and then
now they're the best team in the league though. So
who, CLG?
Surprise.
C9.
Oh,
so like. Let's go over the LCS standings real quick. After this,
congratulations, Caleb, on making it to playoffs.
Summit coming in clutch for me and just smurfing every single game.
Before you go over the LCS, let me go over the standings for our fantasy.
I'm in what, third, fourth place now. I wasn't last.
You were fourth because there's two players. There's me and two other players that are ahead of you.
I'm in third.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because I know everyone.
You in first at 8-4. Shroomy Yumi, whoever that is, at 7-5 in second. And then me and three other players are tied at 6-6, but I have the most points.
Yeah.
Okay, I've scored the most points in the entire league, so I get the
point differential.
You have not scored the most points.
I have. Have scored 16.
You're at 17.
1,607, and I've scored 1,799.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You're literally in first place, and you're getting your points wise. You're getting beat by somebody who was in last place. Let that sink in. Gavin. Marinate on that for me.
He's in third right now.
That's what I'm saying. Gavin. He was.
Yeah.
In last place.
He also has. He has Summon at top, and he has Fudge, and he has TL.
I have Hansa. Okay.
Yeah, he has high scoring.
I got the best top laner, probably the best mid laner right now, and the best ADC. Man,
I was in last place.
I was 0-6.
It does not matter, Gavin. I love you. I do. But like, nothing you can say will backpedal out of the fact that he's fucking from last to third. Like my boy.
Yeah, but I also have only lost two games, so I'm still
you're still doing great. I support the fact you're in first.
Won the past 2 weekends though, so
yeah, because I don't have the best team. I have Someday at top, so my top laner is good. Then I have Jose Diodo. He's a pretty good
you have a really good jungler. Team actually, Gavin, and so I don't want to hear
Lies it. Mid well I mean I have Lost in Vulcan, but Vulcan hasn't really been playing that well.
EG hasn't been playing that. They played pretty well this weekend, but
like, look, my Lost scored me 4 points one game. 4 points. Four points. My mid laner only got 21. My jungler only got 22. Someday's been carrying my whole team because he scored 70 points last week.
Okay, but it's fucking Someday. Like, what do you? Yeah, are we surprised by that?
Like, no, I'm just saying like he's carrying my team right now.
You literally got arguably one of the best top laners in the entire world that has ever touched the game.
Yeah, no, he's had a
real resurgence this year too.
Yeah, he's been putting the team on his back, and I think I can win. I just need to get these picks and bans. I didn't get any picks or bans last week.
Those help a lot.
Maybe if you actually watch like Caleb, you might actually get some fucking picks and bans.
I don't have time to watch.
Anyway, let's go over these standings real quick.
Too much.
So, in first place at 11-2, we got Cloud9.
Baby!
Second place, we got at 10 wins, 3 losses, Team Liquid. So Team Liquid and Cloud9 were tied for first place this past weekend. And then on Sunday, they played each other and Cloud9 won to take sole possession of first place.
It's Cloud9. I don't know why anybody's surprised.
Well, it was like a real hyped up matchup because these two teams have been just like dominating everybody. In third place, we got my boys, my Kings, 100 Thieves, 8 wins, 5 losses.
Okay, hang on.
They had a 2-0 weekend.
Side note on this, isn't 100 Thieves literally shitting the bed in Valorant right now?
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
They are shitting the fucking bed. I saw my buddy's a huge Valorant guy. He's an Immortal player. He's like, 100 Thieves literally went from like the best team in the league to literally not even a topic of the conversation.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later.
We're never talking about it.
We got two teams tied at fourth place. Dignitas and FlyQuest both at 7-6.
Wasn't FlyQuest supposed to be the best team in the league at one point?
They were for the first couple of weeks, but they kind of fell off a little bit. They had a pretty decent weekend. But you know, they're about a middle of the pack team.
It'd be like that.
Yeah. Sixth place, 6-7. We got EG, Evil Geniuses. They were one of the teams that were supposed to be like super hyped up. They had the LEC MVP come over, on jungle. But they're starting to get a little better. They were a lot worse before, but they're getting better. CLG, good. CounterLogic Gaming in 7th, 5-8. Also at 7th, tied for 7th at 5-8, we got Golden Guardians. They're starting to look pretty good. In 9th place, 2nd to last, Immortals at 4-9.
Don't tell me.
They're
don't
pretty bad.
Me.
And then,
don't
and
tell
the
me last place.
Last place.
No, not Gavin.
Yeah,
Gavin.
And in last place, at 2 wins, 11 losses, hailing out of Los Angeles, California.
Hey,
Team Solo Mid.
I will say
TSM.
This though: we won.
Complete trash.
TSM won in Apex, and they won in.
Yeah, but nobody fucking watches Apex, Kevin.
Tweak has been absolutely popping off in Smash, so TSM is still on top in other places.
Yeah, but League's the only thing that really matters for TSM, because that's where they started. Like, that's where most of their fans, I would say, is in the League scene.
No, you're right.
But, yeah, they're pretty trash this year. So, with playoffs coming up pretty soon, I think there's only... like a few more weeks left. Let's see the schedule.
Okay, wait, hang on. Before you talk about the schedule.
Yeah, so March 27th is the last weekend.
When all this goes down, how many teams bout for like the finals or what have you?
For playoffs?
Yeah, what is playoffs consist of? Is it all teams or is it just like 4?
No,
I think it's the top 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
TSM, there's like pretty much no way they can make playoffs anymore.
Right. Okay, so if anybody gets tied, is there a
there's a head-to-head, I think.
Okay, so
and
it becomes
if the head-to-head is like 1-1, then it's fastest win time.
So they don't do game differential or anything like that?
No, it's like head to head and then like fastest win times. Yeah. Like whoever has like the fastest win time gets the one up.
Yeah. So in Rocket League they do game differential. There's been three like when there's three-way ties, they all play, but like the person who has the better game differential in the three-way tie will play after the other two play. Like, the other two play, and then whoever wins that one plays the team with the better game differential.
Also, in LCK, we got some history being made.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
a huge history being made. Right now, sitting at first place at 16 wins, zero losses.
SKT.
T1. Yeah. They're not SKT anymore. But,
they're not?
It's just T1 now.
Hey, that's that's who MKLeo is sponsored by, is T1.
They are 16-0, and I think that there's only two games left. I don't think anyone has ever gone to 18-0, and so they're trying to get that. I don't think anyone's gone 16-0, so.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty wild. Like, this team is crazy. Crazy.
You know,
Faker is fucking crazy.
Yeah, good. Faker, he's only 25.
His debut.
And he's been in the scene since. Yeah, he's 25, and he's won two world championships already.
10 plus years, I think. I think he's like, this is his 11th year in the scene.
But yeah, he started playing in like 2013.
And
it's just wild.
And for anyone that's wondering, he hasn't, like, he's gotten nothing but better. His first game that he ever played, everyone was like, oh, okay. No one thought, like, Faker was going to be, like, as good as he was.
He got benched a few times when he, in his first game, was
against Ambition, who was, like, seen as one of the best mid laners. And Faker came into that game and ruined him. Like, completely ruined the guy. I mean, pushed him off of wave at level one. Like, it was insane. And, like, once that game happened, everyone was like, all right, this is someone we got to watch out for. Because fuck with that?
I watched some of those old clips from League. Back when the graphics were really shitty, I'm like, holy crap. I don't know if I could have played back then. This just looks terrible.
No, it was the golden days when the map would change. You would get Christmas maps, and it was.
They haven't done one of those in a while.
You know, it's funny is you talk about history being made. So the last time I was talking about the major, they hadn't decided who was going for APAC.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was watching that weekend who was supposed to take the final spot, but we haven't recorded in a little bit, so I hadn't had a chance to tell y'all. Tokyo Verde, the team that I wanted to go, got beat.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the team called Detonator. They are going to be the ones who go over Tokyo Verde as the 16th spot to the major. So not only are we seeing a brand new team from APAC in a representation, we are seeing a new OCE team, the Pioneers, who moved from Kansas City to OCE. They're now an Australian team.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have them, and then Evil Geniuses is making their major debut with their like kind of refresh team.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's pretty awesome, honestly. Nice. Same with V1. V1 came back on top.
So V1. Right now, they're probably the best Valorant team in NA right now.
They are a top five in a Rocket League team.
Yeah, so the VCT has been going on, which is like the Valorant Challengers series or whatever. It's like the big NA tournament they do every couple months for Valorant.
Okay.
And so what happened with the 100 Thieves in Valorant? So the first couple of weeks, they didn't win a game at all. I think they went 0-4 or 0-3. So they had like these two brand new players, Eccles and Baby J, I think.
Sure.
And so they were playing in the tournament. They got, so in Valorant, it's the first team to get 13 rounds first wins.
Or if they tie at 12, they have to win by 2.
Yeah, so 100 Thieves got 13-0'd by the guard. And right after the match, they released Baby J and Eccles, like the two new players they got. And so that was like kind of the whole drama that was going on with 100 Thieves Valorant. Yeah, and then they
signed, I didn't know you could do this in esports, but they signed two new, like, young players, like 19, 17 year olds or whatever, on loan from other esports organizations.
Yeah. No, you can definitely do that. You can definitely do that.
Yeah, but this past weekend, they finally won a game. So they finished group stage 1-4, but they didn't make it out of groups, so they weren't able to go to playoffs.
I mean, that's what happens when you release two new players. You dismantle your fucking squad.
Yeah.
That's literally what happens. Like,
there was a lot of controversy. It was like, oh, they've only been here, they've only played like two games together, two like full matches, and then they released them or whatever, blah, blah.
I get that, but like, okay.
But Nadeshot put out like a video like right after and was like, explained everything. He's like, you can tell a lot of times, he's like, you can tell if something is going to work out in the first couple months or something or not. He was like, and we just found out that this roster wasn't going to work out, so instead of letting it linger on or whatever, we just decided to part ways now.
I get that, but like, at the same time, dude, like, you can't, when you're a certain level player, your standard is, there's a standard that you have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's obviously, yeah, like, you need to be able to play at this specific level.
Yeah.
But like in the same token, you cannot expect some first time, like, pro level players, like specifically young guys, you can't expect them to just come out and just like,
no, the two guys that they released, they've been around like in the scene. They weren't like two like brand new young guys.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, they were like well-known players.
They were coming in different people on a different squad and just couldn't mesh.
Yeah, basically.
I got you.
Yeah, so, but yeah, so the guard, Cloud9 and version 1 V1, probably the three best Valorant teams in NA right now. So they did like the best in the group stages. I think playoffs start this weekend, maybe. It was also I think it was the first time that Envy was playing under their new Optic like team name.
So
did they get bought out or something? Or?
No. So Envy and Optic like merged together, so they're like one organization now, and they just decided to change from Envy Valorant to Optic Valorant.
Okay, I was gonna say, because Rocket League still uses Envy.
Yeah. So it's not everything, but some of the stuff they just changed to like get the Optic brand out there more, I guess. Even though Optic's already a huge fucking brand.
Yeah, I mean, if you know literally anything about fucking
Call of Duty,
you know who
Optic is. Yeah.
You literally know who FaZe and Optic are. Like, those are the team.
Yeah.
So that's crazy that in like they merged. I feel like Envy bought them out, if I'm being honest.
I don't know. I think I can't think. Hastro and Hex just decided to like, because I think Hex, he lives in Frisco, and he's from Texas. So
yeah, Envy's here
in Texas. So they just made like a business partnership and just like merged together as one like organization.
Honestly, good decision.
Yeah,
very good decision.
Two big names in esports.
Giants, literal giants. Like, but hey, Gavin.
No.
Let's segue for a second. You got some answers, huh?
Oh yeah, we can get into the answers. We do have. Let me pull them up.
We got a couple of answers, Caleb, for our question.
Russell made his friend's answer.
Yes, I did.
So
but no, hey, they're interesting. You might like them.
I'll go with the first one we have.
What was the question? Because I didn't look at any of them.
So the question is, what game needs an esport? That was the question for last episode. So this one says, this is Swami.
It's my Rocket League buddy.
So it says, no game needs an esport. On the other hand, I'd love to see Lost Ark have a scene developed now that it's out in the West. So maybe like a PvP scene or something. Yeah, like a
PvP.
Or possibly something along the lines of like.
Like what World of Warcraft does with
clans. Clans and stuff.
Like clan battles and stuff. Yeah, that'd be cool. I do know there's a streamer. I don't know his name. I just kind of see his videos on TikTok. But he does like casts on like 1v1s and stuff. And they're actually really good. Like he actually does a really good job. And he has like a lot of energy and knows a lot of like the mechanics and spells and stuff like that.
So yeah, but he's not as good as Russell.
That's true. That is true. He's not as
good as Russell. When it comes to casting, shut the fuck up.
I don't think anyone is as good as Russell, though. So
yeah,
like Russell
is just a prodigy in the making. Like
for casting, it's Russell, and then it's S tier, A, B, C, D, E, and like everything else. Because Russell has to get, he gets his own like above S tier.
Yeah,
it's just Russell.
He gets S plus plus tier.
No, he gets his own tier. It's just Russell, and then it's like S.
Oh, it's just the plus, tier plus, is just Russell. S.
Yeah, the whole tier is just Russell. Like no one's ever gonna get there. But...
it's just called Russell.
Yeah,
you guys are fucking stupid.
But yeah, I think that'd be really cool to see something like that. I think Lost Ark still is on its kind of like its high. I think
in the West for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then we have another one, and it says, not sure if something like this exists, but it would be sick if any of the Black Ops zombie had an Easter egg speed run for like an eSporter or maybe like an event or something. So like solo 2s, 3s, and 4s to see who could get like all the Easter eggs the fastest, which I think would be really cool.
Did you ever look into that, Caleb?
Look into what?
The zombie. Like at all? Did you ever play zombies?
Yeah, a little bit.
So
I never did Easter egg crap. I just sat there and shot shit.
Right. So I can tell you. Gavin and I talked about it before you popped in, but like even hearing that answer, I can tell you exactly who answered that. It's my buddy Ian.
Yeah.
And we in the past we did zombie Easter egg runs. My man is yawning. That's a big boy yawn. Big stretchy. But no, we really got into it, and he got into it further than I did. But I really enjoyed like World at War, the original Zombies maps, all the way up because of the storyline. There's a really, really deep storyline.
Oh yeah,
which would take like 2.5 hours to explain. I'm not going to explain like, it. It's cool as fuck though.
It's cool. It's like the lore is really deep. Like it started out kind of just like cool little things, like oh the doctor and his daughter and stuff like that, and it was like, oh okay, that's pretty cool that they put that in. And then it's like as the games continued, it was like, okay, now here's like a shit ton of lore, and it's like zombies is its whole entire thing now, which is awesome. Like I still love zombies to this day.
I like the fact that Call of Duty attempted to make a side game with a better storyline than the main game.
right It's way more interesting.
But just general idea, Caleb. There's a few videos that are out of a couple of different, not I wouldn't say speedrun players, but like Easter egg hunters who are really, really good. One of the more prominent ones is Noah J 456, and
Noah J is on 100 Thieves,
like as a content creator.
Yeah,
Noah J 456, like that exact name.
Yes.
You're kidding me.
No, he's been on 100 Thieves for like a year now.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's in like all their videos on YouTube.
He's a zombies player.
I didn't know that. I thought he was...
Does he do more than just zombies, though?
I only know him for zombies. That's kind of wild. I
just looked him up on YouTube and like all his videos are zombies.
Yeah, they're zombies. All zombies, bro. He is like...
It's Call of Duty, zombies, Dying Light.
Yeah, it's just zombies. Like Noah J was the first guy that got me and Ian like really, really into like Easter egg hunting, because this dude would do like whenever new map would drop, Treyarch would give him the map and just kind of go, okay, figure it out. And he would stream for 24 hours as he tried to figure out the Easter egg with zero hints, entirely based on the map. And this guy is just—he's just fucking good. Like he's really good at zombie.
Yeah, I didn't know when he joined 100 Thieves. I had no idea who he was.
Yeah,
welcome NoahJR, newest content creator. I was like, who the fuck is that?
That's fucking. Hey, I'm gonna tell Ian to listen to this. That's fucking funny.
But I really like Noah. He's like a super cool and like funny, chill guy.
He's goofy as hell.
Yeah, so, he is. They did a YouTube video yesterday, I think, where they played the heads up like charades game on the phone.
Yeah,
and it was pretty funny.
But what was really cool was the very first time that I really got to like see what Noah could do was when Black Ops Zombies when that came out.
Yeah.
When he put out a video of kind of how everything worked and like what was this and what was that, I was just like, wait, what the fuck? You mean to tell me like the map itself is beatable? You know what I mean? Like we can actually like win at zombies.
Yeah.
And that's just where it started. Like me and Ian and a group of our friends have all done like high round stuff. Where we just said fuck the Easter egg and just decided to see how long we could live. Ian definitely dived into Easter egg hunting, and he can do that shit solo. He can do that shit by himself. I cannot.
I can't. That's too many steps. I would just do the like, how many rounds can I go and get to like 30, 40 rounds and then die.
No. Oh no, Ian, like solo. I think Ian's highest record is like 60 something. Like he's gotten some insane fucking high level, but like we play the shit out of the game and we got Cold War, and we did play Cold War for a little while for the zombies. And when the first map came out, it's something Dertoten. I forget the name of it.
Keener Dertoten.
No, that's the movie theater. That's the movie theater. No, no.
You said dirt. I thought there was only one that was Dertoten.
No, there's not Dertoten. The fucking very first map.
You said Black Ops, right?
Cold War.
Oh, I don't know anyone.
Yeah, it's a Derice thing.
So there's where's this?
Are you looking at the Cold War Zombies map?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Okay, there's. Arcade,
nah.
D Machine.
Oh, D. Yeah, okay, there it is. Thank you, D Machina.
Yeah, Fire Machine, Forsaken, and Mauer der Toten. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so over here. D Machina is the one I'm talking about, and that's that we learned how to do that Easter egg and literally did it in like 3 tries. 3 or 4 tries. And then we turned around and did a high round game. And I think we got to like 93 before it was like 5 a.m. And I was just like, dude, I'm going to sleep. Fuck this shit. And I just killed myself. I was like, I'm dipping out of the party. Y'all can do this. And then died shortly after. It was so funny. But we learned the newest, the one that came after that. I guess it was Firebase that came after that. We learned how to do that Easter egg. Did it in 2 tries.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all say nice, but like for me and Ian, it was just kind of a slap in the face. It's like,
why didn't we do it on first try?
Well, no, it's why can we do it so easily? Because the other ones were in depth. Like, there's a map called Garage Crovy on Black Ops 3. Dude, we're talking like an encyclopedia of steps to complete the Easter. Like an insane amount of time. And so. It felt like when they changed zombies to the new zombies, it's just kind of like, it's easy, and zombies wasn't easy before.
So before we end, because we are kind of running out of time soon, I want to talk a little bit about Elden Ring. I haven't gotten the game yet, and I'm scared that it's not going to live up to the hype that I'm getting.
You're dumb.
Because like
you are
after
silly.
After like Cyberpunk, I'm just like I don't want to trust the hype because I'm like it looks so much fun. I've watched a lot of gameplay of it. I'm like, man, this game looks really fucking good. But I'm like, fuck, is it actually gonna be that that good? Is you're it dumb. Is it gonna be you're really dumb, fucking Gavin. Good like you're everyone
dumb,
is saying?
Dumb.
You're dumb, Gavin.
Because I'm like
quite...
Gavin, you're dumb.
I'm like,
I love you.
It is From Software. So I'm like, I have a lot more trust because I'm like, Dark Souls 3 was a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it. So I'm like, Gavin, I feel like Elden Ring is gonna be
good. If this doesn't win Game of the Year for like the next like 3 years, I'll be surprised.
Well, it can't, but it can win this year.
I know.
I saying. Know what you mean. Yeah, no. It's really that fucking good.
It's so good.
Oh my god.
Okay. It is so fucking good. Like I think I'm from the last time we talked, I'm level like 32 now. Mm-hmm. I'm somewhere around like 15, 16, 17 hours into the game.
Okay.
I think I just made it to the second lord that you're supposed to fight.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Did you fight the big crab thingy on the beach or whatever, or the battlefield with all the dead people?
Very
I don't know. Specific. I saw this.
Yes, there's a giant crab.
LEC caster was playing Elden Ring the other day, and he was trying to fight this big crab thingy or something, and he was just running around on a horse while,
yeah,
like these resurrected people or something fought him, and he just kept losing. And he's like, "All right, one more time."
Yeah, no, I have not been in that area yet, but I can tell you that
have you done any of the exploits?
What do you mean?
Like, have you done any of like the exploits in the game? Like,
what are you trying to ask me?
You can just like cheese the boss and one shot every single boss in the game?
No, I don't do that shit. I play the game.
Yeah, you play it. Yeah, I was watching this.
Have you found any more armor sets?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have. I have a new armor set.
Because
I saw you said you only found one freaking armor set.
Yeah, one.
Watching this YouTuber named The Spiffing Brit, and his whole YouTube channel is literally him taking games and breaking them, like exploiting the fuck out of them.
There's tons of that throughout From Software.
And he did one where it was like these two items you get that you mix into a potion, or it makes a potion or something for focus points, and then he got this staff that increases the damage from a certain type of spell, like a certain elemental or something, like spell type or whatever, and then got the certain spell, walked up to a bunch of the bosses in the game, does it once, instantly kills them.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, because there's there's a status effect that it must apply, and
it's
whatever the status of
a Zora meteor comet or something like that.
Yeah, it's a Glintstone.
Halley's Comet. Yeah, Halley's Comet.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, okay.
There's also apparently, like, exploit where there's a part where this boulder rolls down to try and hit you, and you can just dodge it, and it just gives you
That's Indiana Jones
it
movie,
It gives
Gavin,
you runes every time it rolls, because it counts as an enemy, so you get, like, 2,000 runes every time it rolls off the mountain, so you can just walk back and forth and just farm them like that.
Farm peaches.
Yeah, he didn't fight anyone and got to level 60 without fighting a single person.
Yeah, because the boulder keeps rolling down and you get souls every time it drops.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I was like,
I actually got to that part today and I noticed that and I was like, anyways, I'm not getting hit by this, so I'm gonna run away.
You're like, do I?
No,
do I?
You don't. No, you don't.
It's like
you just play the game.
It's like, do I want to? Do I need a little bit more runes real quick?
No, you don't. You need to go fight the boss. Get out of there.
I will say when I get it, I am excited to jump into it, and I'm not gonna do any of the exploits. I might do it on like maybe like another character or something just to see.
Right. No, the game is absolutely beautiful. It really is.
What kind of character did you make, Russell?
I made what's called the Vagabond. It is the closest thing to a knight in the other From Software games.
Vagabond. That's a weird word.
Vagabond.
Vagina bomb.
Vagabond.
Right? What? Well, I guess
but no, yeah, it's it, it. When you finally do get it, it is it is unlike Dark Souls, Bloodborne, and Sekiro.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it's exactly like all of them combined.
Yeah, no, I've
not played any of them.
I will say I've heard nothing but good things about it. I do know that they were having like, I know they're going through like a really bad review bomb from people.
It's because of the frame rate on PCs.
Yeah, it's like they're having some frame rate issues, and some people are saying they can't even launch the game and stuff. And
played on Xbox, Russell?
No, sir. I
heard the frame rate.
Do you use controller or keyboard?
I do use a controller.
Okay, yeah, because I heard it's pretty hard on keyboard.
Those games are extremely hard on keyboard.
Yeah, I heard that the frame rate issue got patched though, and like it's pretty much fixed.
It mostly got patched.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, I think it's stupid for people to bad review bomb it just because they're mad at it and stuff. It's like, dude,
it's also a From Software game. People are gonna go, this game is too hard. It needs a difficulty setting.
Oh my gosh, you just reminded me of something I saw before the podcast started. Someone, a modder, made an easy mode for the game.
I'm sure they did.
And so another modder in retaliation made a hard mode for it to make the game even harder.
I don't like that at all.
That sounds terrible. It's already hard.
Well, no. Okay, so again, before we dive too far into this and I go talking about it for hours, the game scales when you beat the game and you go into, you know, new game and new mm-hmm. game plus. The game scales to every time you beat it.
So it gets harder and harder.
It literally will just continue to get harder until there's like an algorithm, a formula.
It's unbeatable.
No. There's a formula that in the Dark Souls games, once you got to what's known as New Game Plus 7, so this is your eighth playthrough of the game.
Right.
That is the hardest the game will be, because you can go to New Game Plus 9. The hardest point will be New Game Plus 7.
So yeah.
After you beat that, you have beat the game at its hardest level.
So what's the point of going like again?
That's the thing, is people figured that out. They had figure that out.
So they were basically like, well, I guess like do it with another class or something, or like a pretty different much. Build.
It's yeah, like, pretty much.
Okay.
So, but you have to get it's called the Dark Souls achievement, the From Software achievement, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The achievement is the game, the name of the game. So in this, in Elden Ring, when you get 100%, you get the Elden Ring achievement. But to do so, you usually have to get the secret achievement, which is just soul level 1. And that is the hardest feat in any From Software game, is doing anything at soul level 1.
Mm-hmm.
So it is literally going deprived or whatever the fuck it's called in Elden Ring. I don't even remember what the class is called. We talked about it, though.
Yeah.
You do that, and you just get a basic weapon, and you literally beat the game.
So, like, beat the whole game at level, like, soul level 1?
You do not level up at all.
Yeah, no, I think someone has done it in Elden Ring.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So far, yeah. Like, people are diving into this game. And, like, I love to see it. Like, I'm glad that, like, it's getting all this hype and so many people are enjoying it and saying it's so good. Because I'm glad it's living up to the hype.
It is one of the very few games that has lived up to every single thing it was meant to be.
Awesome. So I can't wait to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, guys. Well, any other topics real quick, or do we want to go ahead and wrap up?
No, I got nothing.
Caleb's like, I would like to go to bed. That is a topic I would like to talk about.
No, I'm probably going to play a few games of League.
Oh, Jesus.
Word.
Well, everyone,
and hate himself.
Thank you for listening. There is going to be another question if you would like to answer it if you're on Spotify. And even if you're not on Spotify, you can go and make an account and answer the question. But so if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're getting it from, go ahead, drop us a review. I haven't checked the Apple Podcast reviews recently, but I'll check them. And, you know, if we see your review on there, you know, we'll read some of them. Maybe we can do that next episode. Thank you guys for listening. It means a lot to us. We hope you guys are enjoying it. us nerds sitting here talking about dumb shit for an hour.
Absolutely.
We'll see you guys next time. Enjoy the rest of your week. Spring is coming up. St. Patrick's Day, I think, is this weekend. Be out there, be safe. Drink lots of green beer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Watch some new shows. Play some new games.
Yeah.
Get out of your comfort zone. Play Elden Ring, you fucking nerds.
Go touch some fucking grass, nerds.
Yeah. Go do that. Go touch some grass. Stop. Actually, put down Elden Ring, because I know you're probably playing it right now while you're listening to us. Put it down. Go talk to your family. I know you haven't seen them in like 36 hours. Go talk to them.
Drink some water. Straighten your back.
Drink some water.
Unclench your jaw.
Check your posture.
Unclench your jaw. Relax. You'll beat the boss. You don't have to beat him now. Just. There's more to go see and do, you know? Come back to him. It's fine. That's the good part.
Anyway, before Gavin starts rambling on about dumb shit, we'll catch you guys next week. Enjoy the rest of your week.
That
enjoy
was Zani. Zani signing out.
And
so.
Peace out.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.